Hello!
Welcome to The Journey of a Dancer, written by Evrest Peters. I hope you enjoy today's short story. Chapter 1, Hell in Heaven. The stage lights blazed down with an intensity that turned the auditorium into a world of dazzling whites and impenetrable shadows. The air was thick with anticipation and coolness, the kind that swelled up from the audience and seeped through the heavy velvet curtains. In the wings, Lily took a deep breath, trying to steady the racing of her heart. The murmurs of the crowd, and the sea of energy of desperate and lonely men, and the occasional cough created a backdrop of human sound that she had learned to tune out over the years. "Lily, you're up in 5, whispered a stagehand, peeking from behind the curtains. She nodded, feeling the familiar tingle of adrenaline begin to course through her veins. She adjusted the strap of her costume and glanced down at her feet, encased in perfectly broken in-point shoes. These shoes were her instruments, her tools of expression, but also her shackles, binding her to a life of relentless pursuit of fast money, and possibly an even faster death. As the overture began, she positioned herself just off stage, poised for her entrance. Her mind raced bolted dead center to the pole. She could see it through the curtains. That pole, that darn pole, had seen many girls through the years. It makes and breaks everyone in the building, but yet people still come to it every weekend. Years of training had drilled these movements into her muscles. She had a strong history of dancing since she was a youth, but exotic dancer wasn't her idea career. She was needing money really bad. She was drowning in debt, and the money always was welcomed. Lily allowed the warmth of the neon lights to absorb her skin, as it was showtime. The curtain rose, and Lily stepped into the light, transforming from a woman into an ethereal creature of the night life. The audience fell silent, their collective breath held in anticipation. As she moved, her body became the thumping music, each note translating into a fluid motion. She felt the familiar burn in her muscles, the strain in her joints, but pushed through, knowing that pain was an intrinsic part of her job description. Her performance was lust-filled, as the usual customers threw money at her, wanting more of the forbidden fruit. The applause was thunderous, wrapping around her like a warm embrace. Yet, as she smiled graciously, a different kind of weariness settled into her bones. It was not the exhaustion of physical exertion, but a deeper, more pervasive fatigue. She felt like a marionette, strings pulled by unseen hands, forced to dance even when her spirit longed for stillness. Backstage, the atmosphere was electric with the energy of a successful performance. She sat back down and counted the money. She made nearly $3,000. Her eyes widened. Lily could pay off her car by next week. It was moments like this that made the nightlife worth it. But how long can she truly go like this? How long can her body explode internally, and how much longer will these men throw their whole check at her? That single sentence, "how long," bothered her for the past 6 months. In her local city she was a star, but how long will she shine among the heavens? This job was suffocating her, spiritually and emotionally.
"Lily, that was incredible."
Emma, her best friend and fellow dancer, enveloped her in a tight hug. Emma's enthusiasm was infectious, and for a moment, Lily allowed herself to bask in the glow of their shared joy.
"Thanks, Emma," she replied, her smile genuine. "You were amazing too. Those moves were amazing."
Lily's heart swelled with affection for her friend. Emma was one of the few people who truly understood the demands and sacrifices of their world. Yet, even in this moment of camaraderie, a shadow loomed in Lily's mind, a persistent whisper reminding her that this life, no matter how glamorous it appeared, was not what she wanted forever. As the crowd backstage began to thin, Lily found herself alone in the dressing room, her reflection staring back at her from the mirror. She carefully removed her makeup, the transformation back to her everyday self feeling like the shedding of a heavy mask. Her face, devoid of its stage enhancements, looked tired. Dark circles under her eyes spoke of sleepless nights and the relentless schedule she maintained. A knock on the door pulled her from her thoughts.
It was Mr. Hanover, the club owner. His stern face softened slightly as he entered, a rare gesture that indicated his approval. "You were exceptional tonight, Lily," he said, his voice a deep baritone that resonated with authority. The audience was captivated. "Thank you, Mr. Hanover," Lily replied, standing a little straighter under his gaze. Praise from him was hard-earned and seldom given. He nodded, his eyes lingering on her for a moment longer than usual. "Take care of yourself, Lily. The club can't afford to survive without you. You seem thinning out these days. Your eyes appear sunken. I noticed it this afternoon when you came in." Mr. Hanover was the nicest club owner in town. He wasn't abusive, mean, a druggie. He actually was a sober-minded man with a business mindset. "Yes, sir," she said, the weight of his expectations settling on her shoulders once more. As he left, Lily let out a sigh, the room feeling emptier in his absence. She packed her belongings slowly, her mind drifting to the conversation she had had with Emma earlier in the week. Emma had noticed the change in her, the way her smiles didn't quite reach her eyes anymore. "You don't seem happy, Lily," Emma had said gently. "Is everything okay?" Lily had brushed it off, blaming fatigue and the stress of upcoming performances. But the truth was more complex. She wanted to pay off her debts, and maybe even go to school to be a teacher, but that was out of the question. She felt trapped, dancing in a see-through cage. That's how she felt all the time. Lily assured Emma that she was okay, just tired. She walked out of the club with her money guarded. Lily walked to her apartment. She was only 5 minutes from her job, which was nice. It saved gas and wear and tear on her car. Her apartment was small but cozy, a sanctuary from the demands of her fast life and fast money. She kicked off her shoes and collapsed onto the couch, closing her eyes and letting the silence envelop her. The exhaustion that had been building all day finally caught up with her, and she felt a wave of relief at simply being able to rest. In the quiet of her apartment, Lily allowed herself to dream of a different life. A life where she wasn't constantly pushing her body to its limits, where she could wake up without the ache of strained muscles and battered feet. But these thoughts were dangerous, whispers of rebellion against the path she had chosen and worked so hard to stay on. The exotic dancer world was unforgiving to those who strayed, and Lily knew that leaving would mean starting over, with no guarantees of success or happiness. As she drifted off to sleep, the conflicting emotions continued to churn within her. The love for dance was still there, buried beneath layers of fatigue and doubt, but it was no longer enough to sustain her. She needed more, a sense of purpose that went beyond the applause and the accolades. Morning came too quickly, the sunlight streaming through her window and pulling her from a restless sleep. Her body protested as she rose, the familiar stiffness and soreness making her wince. She moved through her morning routine on autopilot, her mind still clouded with the remnants of last night's reflections. She arrived at the studio early, the space eerily quiet without the usual buzz of activity. She began her warm-up, the movements ingrained in her muscles after years of practice. The mirror in front of her reflected a dancer in peak form, but behind the poised exterior was a woman teetering on the edge of burnout. Emma arrived, her usual brightness a stark contrast to Lily's subdued mood. "Hey, how are you feeling?" she asked, concern evident in her eyes. Lily forced a smile. "I'm okay. Just a bit tired, but nothing new." Emma studied her for a moment, as if weighing whether to press further. "Well, remember to take it easy when you can. You don't always have to be perfect." Lily nodded, grateful for Emma's understanding but aware of the impossibility of her advice. In their world, perfection was not just expected. It was demanded. As the day wore on, the physical and mental toll of her nightlife became increasingly apparent. Lily pushed through the pain, her determination a double-edged sword that both drove her forward and threatened to break her. She knew she couldn't continue like this indefinitely, that something would have to give. Chapter 2, Cracks in the Facade. Lily arrived at the studio. The late afternoon air was crisp, a welcome contrast to the stifling heat that would build inside the club scene throughout the day. She liked this time of day, the quiet before the storm of rehearsals began, when the club felt almost like a sanctuary rather than a battleground. She placed her bag in the locker room and began her routine. The repetitive motions were soothing, almost meditative, allowing her mind to wander. The familiar ache in her muscles reminded her of last night's performance. Despite the applause and accolades, she couldn't shake the feeling of emptiness that had settled in her chest. But the money she made gave her some energy, only some this time. Her thoughts drifted to her conversation with Emma the previous night. Emma had always been able to sense when something was wrong, and her concern had been palpable. Lily appreciated her friend's support, but she wasn't ready to share the full extent of her doubts and fears. Admitting them out loud would make them too real, too inescapable. "Maybe I should seek therapy," thought Lily. Lily threw herself into the rehearsal, pushing her body to its limits. She executed each move with the skill and grace expected of her, but her mind was elsewhere, the doubts from the night before refusing to be silenced. The physical strain, once a welcome distraction, now felt like an added burden. Halfway through the session, as they practiced a series of complex lifts, Lily felt a sharp pain shoot through her ankle. She gasped, losing her balance. She fell off the stage and thud to the ground. Everyone gasped as they rushed to a down and out Lily. Lily slowly got back up. She seemed fine, but it was obvious something was wrong. Mr. Hanover rushed to Lily and gave her a seat to rest. "You shouldn't work tonight, take the weekend off," demanded Mr. Hanover. Lily's ankle was swollen and her entire body ached. She limped to the locker room, trying to hide her injury from the others. She couldn't let anyone see her struggle. Vulnerability was a luxury she couldn't afford. Emma was waiting for her, a concerned look on her face. "Lily, what happened?"
"I saw you limping."
"It's nothing," Lily said, forcing a smile.
"Just a small twist."
"I'll be fine." Emma frowned.
"You should see a doctor. You can't dance on an injured ankle."
Lily shook her head.
"I'll ice it and rest tonight. It'll be better by Monday."
Emma didn't look convinced, but she didn't press the issue.
"Just promise me you'll take it easy."
As the day wore on, the pain in her ankle grew worse. Each step was agony, but she gritted her teeth and pushed through it. She had endured worse injuries before, she could handle this. But deep down, she knew she was only fooling herself. Her body was sending her a clear message, one she couldn't afford to ignore much longer. That evening, after a long soak in the tub and an ice pack on her ankle, Lily sat on her couch, her thoughts a whirlpool of anxiety. She opened her laptop and began browsing the internet aimlessly, hoping to distract herself. She stumbled upon a blog post written by a former dancer who had left the industry to pursue a career in physical therapy. The dancer described her struggles with injuries, the relentless pressure, and the ultimate decision to prioritize her health and happiness over her pursuit of fast money. Lily read the post twice, feeling a strange sense of kinship with the writer. The woman's story mirrored her own fears and doubts, and for the first time, Lily considered the possibility of a life beyond being an exotic dancer. The thought was both terrifying and liberating. She closed her laptop and stared at the ceiling, the seed of an idea taking root in her mind. What if she didn't have to endure this pain and pressure forever? What if there was another path she could take, one that allowed her to find happiness and fulfillment? The next morning, Lily's ankle was still swollen, but she wrapped it tightly and put on her bravest face. Her heart heavy with disappointment. She had pushed herself too hard, and now she was paying the price. The visit to the doctor confirmed her worst fears, a severe sprain that would require weeks of rest and rehabilitation. The doctor was firm, warning her that ignoring the injury could lead to permanent damage. Lily felt a mixture of relief and despair. Resting meant rest, but it also meant losing all that money. She averages $2,500 a week. She needed to rest her ankle for at least 2 weeks, that's $5,000 out the window. Lily had been saving in case something happened. But the fact that she was rattled by self-care and resting, it really struck her as bothersome. She took that as a warning sign to her personal life. She needed to re-read that blog about the ex-dancer again. The next few weeks were a blur of rest, ice packs, and physical therapy. Lily struggled with the enforced inactivity, her body restless and her mind plagued by doubts. She missed the studio, the camaraderie of her fellow dancers, and the thrill of performing. But she also felt a growing sense of clarity. The time away allowed her to reflect on her life and career, to consider what she truly wanted. As the weeks passed, Lily's ankles slowly healed, but the time away from the club gave her a new perspective. She began to explore other interests, taking online writing classes and researching colleges, even trades that fit her personality. The more she delved into these new pursuits, the more she realized that there was more to do instead of dancing on a pole. She now knew, and acknowledged, that she might be able to leave behind the fast money. She might be able to put her body to good use, and not leeching off of desperate men every weekend. Chapter 3: I Was Once Somebody. The days had stretched into weeks, and Lily's ankle had finally begun to heal. The enforced rest had been both a curse and a blessing, giving her body time to recover but leaving her with too much time to think. She had spent hours reflecting on her life, her career, and the choices that had led her to this point. The spark of an idea that had taken root during her injury had grown, and she could no longer ignore the voice inside her urging her to consider a different path. Lily hobbled to the main room in her apartment. She looked at pictures of her younger self. "I used to be somebody," she whispered to herself. Lily came from a stable household. As a youth, she had plenty of friends and was very outgoing. The world was her oyster. But when she became a teenager, her friends started doing drugs. Lily had a problem with being a people pleaser, and she had issues with peer pressure. She first eased into weed. But then it was a gateway to other harder drugs. She quickly was doing Adderall and Kratom mixed together. A dangerous combination. Lily could not keep her drug habit a secret. Her parents found her passed out in the bathroom with Kratom bottles surrounding her. She was quickly taken to rehab, where she got sober within 90 days. She attended AA meetings for juvenile addicts. Her parents thought she was on the straight and narrow, but the psychological effects were already there. Lily had a hard time coming off the drugs. She found life boring, dull, empty. Her dopamine reward centers in her brain were fried from the abuse. She lost all joy, all focus, all purpose when she was in rehab. At this time, Lily became severely depressed. She masked it with rehab achievements, being sober for over 120 days, but nothing could shake the wild ride of Adderall and Kratom. Once Lily turned 18, she moved out into the real world. Not knowing what to do, she turned to dancing to support her drug habit. She went through 4 months of hard Adderall usage, shady drug purchases, blowing through many Kratom bottles, and even a near OD experience which landed her in the hospital. The stint in the ER was enough to wake Lily up. She threw away all her drugs and was 2 months clean, but she was now facing a new addiction, fast money. She had a real problem saying no to money. Lily wanted out of dancing. She was clean and sober, but how could she survive without $2,500 a week? She felt stuck, hopeless, and alone. Lily wiped a tear from her cheek. She had to get out. She had to do something with her life. One morning, Lily sat at her kitchen table, her laptop open in front of her. She had been browsing various college websites, looking at courses and programs that piqued her interest. The thought of going back to school was both exciting and daunting.
It had been years since she had last been in a classroom, and the idea of starting over was intimidating. But as she read about creative writing programs and psychology courses, she felt a flicker of excitement that she hadn't felt in a long time. The next day, Lily walked into the dance studio with a sense of purpose. She had scheduled a meeting with Mr. Hanover to discuss her plans. The decision to leave the club, it was one of the hardest she had ever made, but it was also the most necessary. She couldn't continue to sacrifice her health and happiness for a career that no longer fulfilled her. Mr. Hanover's office was at the end of a long hallway lined with photos of past performances. As Lily walked past them, she felt a pang of nostalgia. She had given so much to this company, and it had shaped her into the person she was today. But it was time to move on. She knocked on the door and heard Mr. Hanover's voice call out, "Come in." Lily opened the door and stepped inside. Mr. Hanover was sitting at his desk, reviewing some papers. He looked up as she entered, his expression curious. "Lily, please, have a seat," he said, gesturing to the chair in front of his desk. "How's the ankle?" "It's much better, thank you," Lily replied, sitting down. "I wanted to talk to you about something important." Mr. Hanover leaned back in his chair, his eyes narrowing slightly. "I'm listening." Lily took a deep breath, gathering her thoughts. "I've been doing a lot of thinking during my recovery, and I've come to the decision that I need to step away from the club scene. I need to explore other interests and take care of my health." Mr. Hanover's expression remained neutral, but Lily could see the surprise in his eyes. "This is a significant decision, Lily. Are you sure about this?" "Yes, I am," Lily said firmly. "I can't keep pushing my body to its limits. I need to find a new path." Mr. Hanover nodded slowly. "I understand. While I'm saddened to see you go, I respect your decision. You've been an invaluable member of the club, and your contributions have been immense." Lily felt a lump in her throat. "Thank you, Mr. Hanover. This company has been my home for so long, and I'll always be grateful for everything I've learned here." Mr. Hanover stood up and extended his hand. "I wish you all the best, Lily. You have a bright future ahead of you, no matter what path you choose." Lily shook his hand, a wave of emotion washing over her. "Thank you." As she left the office, she felt a mixture of relief and sadness. Leaving the club was a monumental step, but it was also the right one. She was ready to embrace a new chapter in her life. Over the next few weeks, Lily began the process of transitioning out of the dance scene. She informed her colleagues, who were surprised but supportive, and worked with the administration to ensure a smooth handover of her responsibilities. It was a bittersweet time, filled with moments of doubt and uncertainty, but also a growing sense of anticipation for the future. Once her departure from the company was finalized, Lily focused on the next steps. She applied to several colleges, focusing on programs that offered courses in creative writing and psychology. The application process was nerve-wracking, but also exhilarating. She felt like she was finally taking control of her future. While waiting for responses from the colleges, Lily continued to explore her passion for writing. She started a blog, documenting her journey from professional dancer to student and aspiring writer. The blog quickly gained a following, with readers drawn to her honest and heartfelt posts about the challenges and triumphs of her new path. One evening, as she was working on a new blog post, she received an email notification. She opened it and felt her heart race with excitement. It was an acceptance letter from her top choice college. They had offered her a place in their creative writing program, with a scholarship to cover part of the tuition. Tears of joy filled her eyes as she read the letter. This was the validation she had been hoping for, proof that she was making the right choice. She immediately called Emma to share the news.
As the start of the semester approached, Lily prepared for her new life as a student. She moved into a small apartment near the college, filled with a sense of excitement and nervousness. The first day of classes felt like stepping into a new world. The campus was bustling with activity, and Lily felt a mix of anticipation and anxiety as she navigated her way to her first class. The classroom was filled with students of all ages, each with their own unique story and perspective. The professor, a seasoned writer with a passion for teaching, welcomed them warmly and outlined the course objectives. As the class progressed, Lily felt a sense of belonging. The discussions were stimulating, the assignments challenging yet rewarding. She was rediscovering a part of herself that had been dormant for so long. Chapter 4, At Last, Purpose. Lily stood at the entrance to Professor Bennett's office, the warm light filtering through the window casting a golden glow on the walls lined with bookshelves. She knocked lightly, and the professor looked up from his desk, a welcoming smile spreading across his face. "Lily, come in. What can I do for you?" Professor Bennett asked, gesturing to the chair opposite him. Lily sat down, her nerves a fluttering mess. "I wanted to talk to you about your journey as a writer. Your insights during class today really resonated with me, and I'm eager to learn more." Professor Bennett leaned back, his eyes twinkling with interest. "I'd be happy to share. Writing has been a journey of self-discovery for me, much like what you're experiencing now. Tell me, what draws you to writing?" Lily took a deep breath, gathering her thoughts. "Dance has always been my primary form of expression, but writing has been a quiet passion of mine. It's a way for me to process my thoughts and emotions, to explore different aspects of myself that I haven't been able to through dance." The professor nodded, understanding evident in his gaze. "Writing, much like any art form, is a powerful tool for self-exploration and expression. It allows us to delve into our inner worlds and communicate with others on a profound level. What kind of writing interests you the most?" "Fiction, primarily," Lily replied. "I love creating stories and characters, exploring different worlds and perspectives. It feels liberating, like I'm not bound by the same constraints that I am in real life." Professor Bennett smiled. "Fiction is a wonderful way to explore the human experience. Have you been writing anything recently?" Lily hesitated, then nodded. "I've started a blog where I document my journey from dance to writing. It's been therapeutic, and I've even gained a small following. But I want to delve deeper, to write stories that resonate on a deeper level." "That's a great start, Lily," Professor Bennett said encouragingly. "Writing is a craft that requires practice and dedication, just like dance. The more you write, the more you'll discover about yourself and your abilities. I'd recommend joining our creative writing workshops. They're a fantastic way to get feedback and develop your skills." Lily's eyes lit up. "I'd love that. Thank you, Professor Bennett." He smiled warmly. "You're welcome, Lily. I look forward to seeing how your writing evolves." As Lily left the professor's office, she felt a renewed sense of purpose. The conversation had given her the encouragement she needed to fully embrace this new chapter of her life. She was determined to pour her heart and soul into her writing, to explore this new avenue of self-expression with the same passion and dedication she had given to dance. The next few weeks were a whirlwind of activity. Lily threw herself into her studies, attending classes, writing workshops, and spending countless hours in the library. She found herself immersed in a world of words, ideas, and stories. The more she wrote, the more she discovered about herself. Her writing began to take on a life of its own, revealing aspects of her personality and experiences that she hadn't fully understood before. One evening, as she sat at her desk working on a short story for her creative writing class, she felt a deep sense of satisfaction. The story, a tale of a young woman rediscovering her passions after a life-changing event, mirrored her own journey. She poured her emotions into the narrative, using the characters and plot to explore her fears, hopes, and dreams. When she finished, she leaned back in her chair, feeling a sense of accomplishment. She had created something meaningful, something that resonated with her on a deep level. It was a feeling she hadn't experienced in a long time, and it filled her with a sense of fulfillment and joy. The next day, she submitted the story to her professor and waited anxiously for feedback. When the graded paper was returned to her, she was thrilled to see positive comments and constructive criticism. Professor Bennett had noted her strong narrative voice and emotional depth, encouraging her to continue honing her craft. Encouraged by the feedback, Lily continued to write, exploring different genres and styles. She experimented with poetry, memoirs, and even dabbled into fantasy. Each piece she wrote was a step in her journey of self-discovery, a way to explore different facets of her identity and experiences. As the semester progressed, she became more involved in the college community. She joined the Creative Writing Club, where she met other aspiring writers who shared her passion. They exchanged stories, provided feedback, and supported each other's growth. The camaraderie and sense of belonging she found in the club were refreshing, reminding her of the supportive environment she had enjoyed in the dance company. One afternoon, after a particularly inspiring club meeting, Lily decided to share her blog with her new friends. She had been hesitant at first, unsure of how they would react, but their enthusiastic responses reassured her. "Your blog is incredible, Lily," exclaimed Sarah, a fellow club member. "Your journey is so inspiring, and your writing is so heartfelt. You should consider turning it into a memoir." Lily blushed, feeling a surge of pride. "Thank you, Sarah. I hadn't thought about that, but it's an interesting idea. It could be a way to reach even more people with your story," added Mark, another club member. "Your experiences could help others who are struggling to find their path." The idea of turning her blog into a memoir intrigued Lily. It would be a way to document her journey in a more comprehensive and polished format, to share her story with a wider audience. She decided to start working on it, using her blog posts as a foundation and expanding on them with more detailed reflections and experiences. As she worked on the memoir, she found herself reflecting on her past with a new perspective. Writing about her journey helped her to process her emotions and gain a deeper understanding of herself. She realized how much she had grown and changed since leaving the dance company, and she felt a sense of pride in her resilience and determination. One of the most significant revelations came when she wrote about her relationship with exotic dancing. For so long, she had seen it as the defining aspect of her identity, but now she understood that it was just one part of who she was. Writing had opened up new avenues of creativity and self-discovery, allowing her to explore different aspects of her identity and experiences. As the semester came to an end, Lily felt a sense of accomplishment and fulfillment. She had embraced her new path with passion and dedication, and she was excited about the future. She submitted the first draft of her memoir to Professor Bennett, seeking his feedback and guidance. A few days later, she met with him in his office to discuss the draft. He welcomed her with a warm smile and gestured for her to sit down. "Lily, I've read your draft, and I must say, it's a remarkable piece of work," he began, his tone sincere. "Your writing is honest, raw, and deeply moving. You have a natural talent for storytelling." Lily felt a surge of pride and gratitude. "Thank you, Professor Bennett. That means a lot to me." He nodded, his expression thoughtful. "Your memoir has the potential to touch many lives. You've captured your journey with such authenticity and depth. My main suggestion is to delve even deeper into your experiences and emotions. Don't be afraid to explore the darker moments and the lessons you've learned from them.
Lily took his advice to heart, determined to make her memoir the best it could be. She spent the winter break revising and expanding the draft, delving deeper into her memories and emotions. She wrote about the struggles and triumphs, the fears and hopes, the moments of doubt and the moments of clarity. Each page was a reflection of her journey, a testament to her resilience and growth. When the spring semester began, she submitted the revised draft to Professor Bennett. He was impressed with her progress and encouraged her to start looking for literary agents and publishers. The idea of publishing her memoir was both exciting and daunting, but Lily felt ready to take the next step. As she navigated the process of finding an agent, she continued to write, exploring new stories and ideas. She began working on a novel, a story about a young dancer who discovers her passion for writing after a life-changing injury. The novel was a blend of fiction and autobiography, allowing her to explore her experiences in a new and creative way. One evening, as she was working on the novel, she received an email from a literary agent who had read her memoir draft. The agent was interested in representing her and wanted to discuss the next steps. Lily could hardly contain her excitement as she read the email. She immediately called Emma to share the news.
"Emma, you won't believe this.
A literary agent wants to represent me," she exclaimed, her voice trembling with excitement.
"That's amazing, Lily,"
Emma replied, her voice filled with pride.
"I knew you could do it. This is just the beginning for you."
Lily felt a surge of gratitude for Emma's unwavering support.
"Thank you, Emma. I couldn't have done it without you."
The next few weeks were a whirlwind of meetings and discussions with the literary agent. They worked together to polish the memoir and prepare it for submission to publishers. The process was intense, but also exhilarating. Lily felt like she was on the cusp of something big, a new chapter in her journey of self-discovery. One afternoon, as she was finalizing the memoir with her agent, she received a call from Professor Bennett. "Lily, I have some exciting news," he said, his voice brimming with enthusiasm. "One of your short stories has been selected for publication in a literary magazine."
"Congratulations!"
Lily was speechless for a moment, overwhelmed by the news.
"Thank you, Professor Bennett. This is incredible. You deserve it, Lily.
Your writing has come a long way, and I'm proud of your progress. Keep pushing yourself and exploring your creativity." The publication of her short story was a significant milestone for Lily. It validated her decision to pursue writing and gave her the confidence to continue pushing herself creatively. She celebrated the achievement with her friends from the Creative Writing Club, who were just as thrilled as she was. As the spring semester progressed, Lily continued to balance her studies with her writing projects. She completed the novel and began the process of revising and polishing it. Her literary agent was enthusiastic about the manuscript and began pitching it to publishers. One evening, as she was working on a new story, she received a call from her agent. "Lily, I have some fantastic news," the agent said, her voice filled with excitement. "We've received an offer from a publisher for your memoir." Lily's heart raced with excitement and disbelief.
"Are you serious? This is incredible."
"It is.
They love your story and believe it will resonate with many readers.
Congratulations, Lily. You've worked so hard for this."
Lily felt a deep sense of gratitude and fulfillment. Her journey from dancer to writer had been challenging, but also deeply rewarding. She had discovered new passions, formed new friendships, and found a new sense of purpose and identity. As the publication date for her memoir approached, Lily reflected on her journey with a sense of pride and accomplishment. She had faced her fears and doubts, embraced new challenges, and discovered a new path that brought her joy and fulfillment. Her memoir, titled Steps of Change, was a reflection of her journey, a testament to her resilience and growth. The day of the book launch was a whirlwind of excitement and emotions. The event was held at a local bookstore, and Lily was overwhelmed by the support from her friends, family, and the college community. Professor Bennett and her Creative Writing Club members were there, along with Emma and Mr. Hanover. As she stood in front of the audience, holding a copy of her book, she felt a surge of pride and gratitude. She thanked everyone for their support and shared her journey of self-discovery and growth. The audience listened with rapt attention, moved by her story and inspired by her resilience. After the event, she signed copies of her book and chatted with the attendees. Many of them shared their own stories of struggle and rediscovery, expressing how much her memoir had resonated with them. It was a deeply fulfilling experience, knowing that her story had touched others and inspired them to embrace their own journeys. As the evening came to a close, Lily stood outside the bookstore, reflecting on the incredible journey that had brought her to this moment. She had come a long way from the dancer who had been lost and uncertain, struggling with injury and identity. She had found a new passion in writing, discovered new aspects of herself, and formed new connections and friendships. Her journey of rediscovery was far from over. She knew there were still many stories to write, many experiences to explore, and many lessons to learn. But she was ready for whatever came next, armed with the confidence and resilience she had gained along the way. Looking up at the night sky, Lily felt a deep sense of peace and fulfillment. She had found her voice, her passion, and her path. And she was ready to embrace the future with an open heart and an eager spirit. The journey of rediscovery had taught her that life was full of unexpected twists and turns, but also endless possibilities. And as she walked away from the bookstore, she felt a renewed sense of purpose and excitement for the future. She was ready to continue her journey, to keep writing, exploring, and discovering new aspects of herself and the world around her. Thank you for listening to The Journey of a Dancer, written by Evrest Peters. If you want more stories like this, there's a link to my Wattpad profile below. God bless.